for TFW Mobile.
Grades, because they're not, you know, until they hit ninth grade, you don't have to keep up with it, but
My wife keeps up with what days they attend and their schoolwork, and she keeps all that saved just in case anybody ever asks. But yeah, they don't. No, there's no particular curriculum. We just try to keep them on the normal, you know, science, English, math, all that good stuff. So, but as long as you hit the main ones, that's all that matters right now.
And that, yeah, I know a lot of people are going to that online school stuff.
Pulled my youngest out, and then the next year we pulled my oldest out of school, and my wife's been homeschooling for about 3 years now.
Couple of years with some of ours, but then when my wife passed away, I let the last one go back to school.
About, because my oldest, he'll be hitting ninth grade next year, so the question is now is, do we send him back to public school or just continue his homeschool? My wife's nervous because she's got to keep up with his grades and his work, and he's got a little more structured stuff that he's got to do versus what he is now.
To that South Carolina online school, I could probably get you the website for it.
I'm doing that. We've talked about it. I don't know yet. I really have no clue which way we're going to go. I mean, most of the curriculums are, you know, all the books and stuff you get are fine. I mean, the lady that is over the, it's like a store as well, but, you know, they'll give you, you got to turn in all the grades to them, and they keep up with it, and they'll give you a transcript at the end of his, you know, once he hits 12th grade when he's done and all that. So, I mean, it's fairly normal, but I don't know, it's just a little bit more complicated once they hit that grade, so we just haven't decided yet what we're going to do.
Went by the Honda place. I didn't think they could get any less cars out there, but they sure managed to do it.
Think about it. I mean, a lot of these manufacturers can't produce anything, or even if they can, they got to put them on hold till they get parts in.
And it get a lot worse before it ever even starts to turn the curve to get better.
And it sounds like some of the ports are getting even more and more backed up.
TV last night, you know, the ports out there in California, they, you know, you need them to go to 24/7, but I guess they're union or whatever, and they don't have enough people, so they're just doing it 8 hours. And they were interviewing some truck drivers that, you know, they were there to pick up loads, but, you know, didn't have no people. They sit there for 8 hours or so, and then they just send them somewhere else.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. I see you pulled one of my tricks to go ahead and call out when the tower's identifying itself.
And I agree with you. I think things are going to get much worse before they get better with the economy.
Think about it. I don't think it's inevitable.
Well, there's a paint shortage. It's more of a natural or a raw materials shortage in about everything, because you just, you know, you can't make any paint because they don't have any raw materials, and I can't get stuff for the lab because they don't have any materials. It's just ridiculous.
Price thing will do nothing but keep going up, and the harder it is to get stuff.
Gas is somewhere behind the 80%.
Most of our stuff comes in through the L.A. port, and Macco told us last month when our meeting went on that they had like 56 or so ships sitting out there waiting to be unloaded.
I was reading, said those that are anchored out there, it was still going to be 6 more weeks before they ever hit the dock.
Absolutely crazy. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to head on into work, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all both be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll get a chance to holler at y'all this evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day, and I'll keep an eye out for you later.
Sir, have a good day, and enjoy that day off tomorrow. KN4TFW.
A big day planned at work.
First thing, I gotta run to Simpsonville and back.
Truck.
Yep. It's like 10 or 12 miles to a gallon. be a late 90s model Dodge 1500 four-wheel drive.
That Dodge, they just, that year, those years were horrible on fuel mileage.
No matter how easy you drive it, about 250 miles out of the tank is the best you're going to get.
Point one out of this truck I'm driving right now.
Bad for as much weight as you got in there and as big as it is.
So it's pretty good that this truck does as well as it does too, so not complaining at all.
Better stock up on you some canning jars if you think you might want to be canning in the spring, because I got an idea there's going to be a shortage since I'm struggling with glass jars now.
I've been talking to a wife about it, or she brought it up actually, about stocking up on a few things.
You should have had different powdered things in them institutional cans. You know, they've got a 10-year shelf life for, you know, just in case, while you still could get them. I know some of those, places that sell survival food or whatever, you know, they want you to stock up for hurricanes and stuff. Those places are out.
Places are. I've seen people already selling that stuff on Facebook Marketplace also, already trying to make a profit off of it.
SUV trying to pass this car in the left lane, and he's about to bump draft him, I believe.
Back far enough that you can stop when that does happen.
Mad enough to get over in the right lane and pass.
This morning coming down Canoga, doing 25 miles an hour in a 45.
With the max, right?
Yeah. That's a pretty common occurrence coming down that little two-lane road. People panic because it's got a few curves in it.
If you're not real familiar with it, you know, people that are pretty familiar, they go a pretty good lick down through there.
Pretty much driving that road every day since I was a senior in high school, so I think I know it pretty good. Head to this week.
I might, on my way down to Simpsonville or back from Simpsonville, give him a call, see how he's doing.
And tell him I say hello. Hope he's doing all right.
They do it. Interviewing some restaurants on TV last night where, like, Henry's Smokehouse had to close one of his locations so he could split up the people, and, you know, supplies were trickling in and prices were going up and everything, and he's like, you know, I used to not have any people problem, you know, getting people. He's like, where did everybody go?
That's my question also. You know, we got all these jobs out here. Where did everybody go? They can't all be sitting at home on their butts.
All the stuff, you know, that are sitting out there offshore that people have spawned, and that it's like, I just can't figure out where they all went to.
See, I think a lot of it is just like what you and Andrew were talking about. A lot of parents are pulling their kids out of schools and they're homeschooling, so the moms are going back to staying home. And that went a lot of our labor force doing, taking care of that. And I think that may be quite a bit of it.
Right about that. I know quite a few that have done that.
Well, there's been a big drop in school attendance up here where, at the house where my wife works for the school system. And there's been a huge drop in it.
Alan Andrew, one of my old workmates, his daughter, I guess there's a South Carolina online school, not in any particular district, and that, but they have all grades and everything, and she's ahead over all of that.
You know, that's what a lot of our lost workers is doing, is, you know, somebody's staying at home to take care of the kids so they can homeschool them and all that. If that's the case, then they're not coming back.
plan B. I don't know what the heck that would be, though.
You got all the retirees that have said, okay, this is dangerous to my health. I'm going to just stay home. It ain't worth me working. And then they're drawing their unemployment, too.
Get to where, you know, you didn't put on any limit on somebody that got to be, you know, retired at 62 or whatever, said you could also work and draw your retirement without any penalty, then you might pick up a few workers that way.
How about that one? I'm kind of, if you've put your time in and you've earned it, if you want to work, fine. If you don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think we need more of a push to get the younger generation off the butts.
About that, but you know, all this stuff about passing the budget and wanting to spend trillions and trillions of dollars, it's probably, you know, by the time we get to retire, it's not going to be any money anyway. We're going to have to work till we're 90.
On that, and then, you know, you try to plan for your retirement yourself, but how do you plan for retirement in this atmosphere, in this day and time? I mean, it's almost impossible.
I had to take my money out and everything, and I paid off a bunch of stuff when I got furloughed.
When I got hit, I was in the process of planning all that, and then took a big hit in income, so I can't afford to put anything into retirement.
Yeah, you got, you know, unless you're making six figures or something, there ain't no way in heck you can put anything away, especially with the prices going up.
So I've been talking to the guy that I was dealing with, and with the amount my business is down right now from year over year, I just can't do anything this year.
They were saying that they were going to make all the Border Patrol agents, you know, get COVID shots and everything, but then you're letting tens of thousands of people unvaccinated come across.
Get it. That's one of the things that makes me mistrust our government, is they talk out both sides of their mouth. Hey, you're doing one thing and you're telling us to do another, and why should I believe anything that comes out of their mouth?
Anything anymore.
It's just a sad day that we've lived into, that's for sure. And it seems like people are getting more stressed out, more depressed, and more aggressive every day.
That one. I stopped at that red light right there on 290 where you turn to go to my house at the big church, and there's, you know, there's a little side street that people try to get out of, and I stopped short so a couple of them could get out. I mean, heck, we were all stopped at the red light. Man, the lady behind me, she was about to have a cow.
Is that pretty much every afternoon when I come through here? Because I'll do the same thing. And they're blowing their horns and throwing their hands up and carrying on, and I'm just like, where are we going? Why not have a little courtesy for somebody else? For Tim or Mike this morning.
In a couple of weeks for sure, or Mike. I haven't heard Tim in months now.
Since last Thursday, so. And I hadn't talked to Tim, and I couldn't tell you when. Seeing yesterday?
Good up, so I'm in good shape now.
They won't be blaming you when they can't get back up and running.
Even though, you know, something you didn't have, or something the last minute project you didn't plan for, and that, just like, you know, now they're saying there's going to be a paint shortage.
About that. I can't figure out why there would be a paint shortage.
KN4 TFW Mobile. Yeah, it's a raw material shortage.
What are they missing for paint?
Say what it was. And I just said that it was a, you know, raw chemicals issue. And I know for me, We're struggling to get paint. It takes some Sherwin-Williams twice as long to get paint now.
Base case. Well, that means that'll be affecting my body shops here before long.
Gonna do no work because you can't get no paint.
Already struggling getting parts, so cars, their lots are stacked full of cars and can't get one little part to finish it up.
We bought this hybrid when we did. I think we bought it just in the nick of time because you ain't gonna be able to find anything. And then if your vehicle tore up like you needed another motor or something, man, it's gonna be iffy about doing that.
I don't know. Parts are getting hard to get, that's for sure.
Everybody goes from 80 to 50 when they see blue lights.
Go ahead and tell them what we're doing.
This morning, and it was a state trooper out in Oklahoma. He was headed to a wreck, and he hit a darn buzzard. Buzzard flew right into the windshield. When I was about, I guess I was in my early 20s, and I was over in Mississippi, and the darn trees out there on some of the back roads, you know, they grow right out to the white line. And about the time I got there, a darn buzzard jumped out. And I mean, it was so close, I actually ducked.
Some buddies and I, we were up in Kentucky hunting one year. Driving back after a long hunt to the camp. Had a turkey fly out and hit the truck.
An owl hit the top of the hood of the truck. He must have saw something on the other side of the road and made a beeline, and about the time he did, he crashed right on the hood of the truck.
Make a mess when they do that. All them feathers everywhere. For just a second, you can't see much or nothing. This morning on 290.
The traffic was a little bit light this morning. I don't know what's up with that.
So I don't know what's going on. He needed a few minutes more sleep. He's sitting over there listening, drinking his coffee, trying to wake up right now.
73, I'm rolling down here to the gate. So you have an awesome day there and hanging out in Greer, and I guess I'll catch you this afternoon maybe. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Dave, be careful going down to Simpsonville and your gas hog there, and have a safe trip. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.